Jim Taylor on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. Let's talk about the Sherrard Cross Country Program. Had such a thrilling 2020 fall. They finished second at the sectional that was held over in Seneca a couple of weeks ago. And individually, Alex Wilson, a senior, he finished, I think, 27th in the race, 18 minutes, 12 seconds. You're a pretty good story. First year running cross country as a senior. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, you know, this year's been a little bit different, but even if it wasn't, I still think I would have tried cross country. I'd always wanted to do it, but it conflicted with football season. I just decided, you know, it's my senior year. Why not go for it?
Well, what was the biggest thing you learned about the sport? I'm sure you thought you knew a little bit about it probably before you joined the team, but what was the biggest thing you had to learn?
The biggest thing that I had to learn is just that you got to get over your own, like, mental capacities, you know? Like, running really fast times isn't as hard as you think it is sometimes. All you need is just, a good partner to run with.
It was interesting. I was talking to Alex a little bit off the air, and we were talking about, you know, some of his better times, and he ran 18:12 at the sectional at Seneca, and I think you told me 16:45 was your time at Saukee, and I said, well, what happened between the regional and sectional? And you said, well, the course is a little bit different. Can you explain that a little bit about how that works in cross country and how that can definitely impact your time?
Well, yeah, the regional meet was held at Saukee, which is very flat. The biggest hill was not very big at all. And then going into Seneca, well, the course, first part of the course was just uphill into a wooded area, so it was very tricky to run with.
Well, you had a season. And I know in COVID, all these things are such huge question marks. So a little bit about getting the opportunity to do something, Alex, and then really making the most of it. What about that?
Well, I mean, it's just awesome that we did get a season. I've seen a lot of other people who haven't, or people that are waiting on if they're going to have a season. I'm just thankful that I did, especially even being able to have somewhat of a state series going into sectional, because I know at the beginning of the season, we were really only guaranteed for regionals. So it's just really awesome that we did get to go as far as we could, and I'm just glad that I had the opportunity.
Well, and then not only the opportunity, but it was such a successful year for the Sherrard Cross Country program. So in addition to the success, you know, the Tigers finished second at the sectional, which is so impressive. What else was really enjoyable for you about this season?
Well, I mean, there was already a really good team there before I even joined, so it was pretty awesome to, you know, just be able to run with the guys every single day and just have something to do after school.
And then when we talk about practices and we talk about running and things of that nature, I know a lot of times when we talk about running in other sports, it can be perceived as this is punishment for you not doing something. So when you run cross country, you're running for the enjoyment of that. Can you speak to that a little bit?
Yeah, well, Coach Lopez, he always says, you know, relax, run fast. And it's kind of weird. A lot of people have actually questioned him, how can you relax and run fast at the same time? But it's a different thing when you know that you're going to be running. Whereas, as like a punishment, you don't necessarily want to run, but most of us here do want to run. And I mean, it's a tricky thing to say. I don't know exactly how to explain it.
I get it. So, you know, how much do you miss it? We're talking to you on November the 12th. I think the sectional was on Halloween, Saturday, October the 31st. So the season is over, part of your senior year. How much do you miss it now?
Well, it's hard to say how much I would have missed it if I would have done it all 4 years, but I miss it quite a lot for only doing it 1 year.
And then a little bit about this team. I know, watching Jacob Belhau run, you know, won every race this year, which is so impressive. And then I know a pretty good senior group that participated, you know, in this cross-country program here in 2020. What about the team?
I mean, the team is great. We've always kind of had a pretty good dynamic, you know, one pulls the other, and it was really nice that we had somebody like Jacob, and then, of course, Dayton, you know, they were able to help me get to probably better times than I would have on my, like, by my own. And it was just really nice to have, like, a core group of guys that were able to get it done every single week.
All right. And among those core group of guys getting it done every week, Alex Wilson, first year for cross country. The Tigers finished second at the 1A sectional at Seneca. And again, the IHSA not having a state meet here in 2020 due to COVID. Well, Alex, nice going this year, and enjoy the rest of your senior year.
Thank you.
And I'm Jim Taylor on WRMJ.